You are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
This is like those instructions you get when you try to buy a bed at IKEA.
Oh, yeah. See, a bed shouldn't have instructions. Except for, like, sleep. And get it on.
Yeah, really. That's why I stole this couch. Remember when you were little and your mom tried to lose you at IKEA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's like, me. Just lay down and take a nap right here, Beavis. Everything's gonna be fine.
And then she couldn't find her way out, and she kept running into you again.
Yeah, she wanted to go to Las Vegas with the bikers.
Yeah, they finally found her fighting in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. And then they made me go live with that family, the Fosters.
Is that a lesbian or a Mexican?
You're not supposed to say those words, bud.
Really?
Remember that guidance counselor came and told us that those were both bad words?
Oh, yeah. He said those words were, like, intolerable or something. I think this is a diagram that shows how the butt works.
Yeah, it's the digestive system of a lesbian. I mean, damn it.
Whoa. They gave a poopsicle to that kid.
I'm going to lead you, kicking and screaming, giggling and laughing into the future. I'm going to relax you. I'm going to get you.
Thank you. Thank you.
are listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Well, I wanted to, in the form of a question, to one of the skeletons, I think, that we didn't unearth is an image that has been created of Dr. Leary of being some kind of brain-destroyed madman who was messed up by LSD, who was once a very great, perhaps, psychologist who somehow went crazy when he took too much acid. And I wanted to ask you, have you had any testing that would be evidence that would discount the fact that your chromosomes have been broken and your brain has been destroyed? Is there any evidence, as it were, besides your ability to talk with us here?
Well, you've raised two ominous possibilities. You referred to the chromosome.
Yes.
Myth about LSD. Now, I want to see, anytime I talk about drugs, I'm being pulled into the trap that I was pulled into in the 60s, that if an unscientific slander is made about a drug, if you say marijuana is addictive, and then I say, no, it's not, it sounds as though I'm somehow advocating marijuana. So with this qualification, I will risk answering your question about chromosomes.
What about your chromosomes?
Well, in general, there's been no evidence that any of the drugs that developed in the 60s affect chromosomes. However, to take your question more personally, in 1969, I went to the Harvard Medical School and went through blood tests in which they did broken chromosome counts. And it turns out that I had significantly fewer chromosome breaks than the average person. It was like a mystery. How come I had such... Then this led to other accusations on the part of psychedelic politicians that I was a fraud, that I'd never taken LSD at all. So there you go. So that my chromosomes are doing dandy. Now, as far as brain damage and psychosis is concerned, I feel fine. Never felt more productive.
Thank you. Pot is illegal because the Congress won't make it legal. And when you think about it, potheads are the only ones that will watch Congress on C-SPAN without changing that channel. Any normal person sees Congress come up on their television and goes, we almost saw those idiots. It's only two idiots that are stoned, that are nailed to the couch, that think this shit is hilarious. Sitting there with a bong going, ch-ch-ch.
I love this show, dude.
Me too, man. These guys are fucking hilarious. Dude, look at that guy, man. He's a dumbass. Why do you think that? It says it right on the bottom of the screen, man. You're so fucking stupid, dude. It stands for Democrat Massachusetts, man. Fuck him anyway, man. All right, dude, here we go. Here comes the vote. 52 nay, 48 yay. Yay! Yay! Pay up, fucker! I fucking told you Delaware wasn't getting that water treatment plant, man. Who's King Congress, fucker?